Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee. I am Renee Bernard, and I got to tell you, I'm a little excited, a little giddy tonight, because I have Joni Hahn on the program, and I don't even remember how I always trick my guests into coming on, truly.
That twisting my arm kind of hurt. It did.
Yeah, well, you know, and the promise of bribes, chocolates, alcohol, all sorts of things help. But, although I do have repeat guests, so that says something, right?
It does.
Not all bad.
Chocolate must be good.
Some of it must actually be pleasurable. So it's JoniHahn.com, people, and it's Joni, JoniHahn, just like it's supposed to be, right?
That's right.
Thank you. Joni could have gone a bunch of different ways, though. I'm just letting you know that right now. So it's JoniHahn.com, and I took a peek because I know I'm not supposed to do any research ahead of time, but I couldn't help myself. And I got to tell you, kind of looking forward to Tristan.
Yes.
Digging it already. So you're there at the job, you're in cubicle world, you're sort of having a moment, and then out of the blue you thought, you know what, because it's not hot enough for them to be SEALs or secret agents or super Uber. No, let's take it to the next level. And you did. You went there.
I did. If you would see my office, you would see that I have an actual stand-up of Thor and Captain America in the corner of my office at work. So, yes, I am totally superhero.
Oh,
for
girl,
sure.
After my own heart. I guess Captain America. Oh, Chris Evans.
I hear
went to Comic-Con for the first time this last year. I know this is totally off topic, but still, you'll get this.
Nope.
So I go to Comic-Con. It's my very first Comic-Con. And I am trying to be very cool, and I'm way too old to be that excited, but who cares?
Oh.
So.
never too old.
So not cool. So feeling, you know, a little. But anyway, there was a guy dressed up as Captain America, and the cosplay thing, I was not familiar with it. And I got all fluttery and had my picture taken with him, and then the next thing you know, I lost my mind. And I had my picture taken with no less than, wait for it, 13 different Captain Americas. Top that. I had an African-American Captain America. I had a Mexican Captain America. I had a baby Captain America. I had 1940s Captain America, a girl Captain America. I mean, I was on just, I lost. I may have sacrificed the dignity. That's all I'm going to say.
It's all for a good cause.
Oh, I love Captain America. And Thor. Say it, though. The last one, the hair, much, much improved.
Yes, I agree. I agree totally. Totally.
What a relief that was. I was like, please tell me you did that with that pretty man in one of the worst wigs I have ever seen in the history of wigs.
Well, I don't know, because Kristen Stewart's wig in, what was it, the third Eclipse was pretty darn bad. So, you know, you've got to.
I'm sorry.
You remember that? No?
I didn't see those films.
Really?
I know it's illegal, but, yeah, I skipped the Twilight.
Yeah, I won't tell anybody.
I was unscathed. I dodged that bullet. I do like heroes, but I don't like them to sparkle. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm going to stop talking.
Okay.
So,
we'll move on.
I don't enjoy. Yeah. That. So, or I should go ahead, because now, see, the emails are going to start coming in. Yes, that's true. It's vampires. And also, I don't like when pieces are falling off, so I am also not a zombie. person. So if you're a Walking Dead person and you just lost your mind on December 1st with the big mid-season finale, I'm afraid I can't, I can't really go there with you. I can support you in your excitement and, you know, be sad for you with the recent loss. But I am not a follower of that particular cult. So.
Me either. There's just, to me, Walking Dead people,
there's not enough air freshener in the world, really, for me to know. And the zombie romance.
They're all slimy. I know.
Plus,
do you really want to kiss that? Well,
don't you run out of people? Like, at some point, I'm like, everybody dies at a certain period of time in that initial wave. And I'm thinking, you know, right at rot rates or whatever. And it's Georgia in the summer. So I'm seriously, I'm like, you got a week. You got 1 week. And then pretty much it's just piles of goo that twitch when you walk past them. But I really don't see danger here. But man,
yeah, and
this
then
is
all the bloating and all that. Mm. Yeah,
None of that. None of that. These people are just skinny, skinny minis. I haven't seen a single overweight zombie in the entire. You know, when I glance, I'm like, wow, everybody's lean, really lean, and fast, and you know, apparently moving without any circulatory system of any kind. And need I go on? It just.
Yeah.
Now
you know why I read about superheroes.
In a colder climate, if you were a zombie and you wanted to like last past August. Am I right?
Yes.
You have to find a refrigerated container.
Definitely.
And even then you're hibernating. Then you're a snake. Then you're...
Well, you know, they say that all of the air fresheners they make now aren't actually made to kill odors. They're made to where you can't smell the odor. They're supposed to, like, knock out
that
your
terrifies
own
me. That
smelling,
terrifies.
Whatever. So yeah. You know, if you carried around a can of air freshener with you, I guess, you know, you could actually be anywhere, but that doesn't take away from the visual that is like.
I don't know. Am I the only woman who is freaked out by those commercials where people can sit there and smell rotting meat an inch from their nose, and they're like, oh, flowers. It's flowers. I love it. Oh, I'm in a fresh room of flowers. And it's like, no, you're in a meat locker with, it's horrible. And they're like, buy this air freshener.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, no, because it kills brain cells, apparently. I don't have that many to share.
Yes.
Tell us about your contest before we get... Because we're in the weeds.
We're supposed
to be talking about Dyer and Tristan and the sexy hotness. But what are we doing? We're talking. And because that's how I work. I'm very professional on the program. I meant to tell you, Joni, that this is one of the most professional author interview programs in the world, just so you know.
Yes, I can see that.
I know. It emanates pure professionalism. All right, so tell them about the contest.
I'm actually releasing all three books on December 16th, but I've got a contest going on Goodreads right now for book one, which is Tristan's story. And that contest expires on Monday, which is the 8th, December 8th. I think that's Monday. And so there's not much time left. But last time I checked, I think we had like around 500 entries so far.
Ooh.
So if people want to, you know, snag one of the five copies I've got up for grabs, they need to go out to Goodreads and enter.
Yeah, or I think you should do one from the show, though. Like, if they listen, and then they could give you a code word and say, I heard you on Blog Talk Radio, and you should come up with a code word. And it should be completely random. Like, I don't know. Don't make
like
it to zombies. They'll be like, what?
Well, I was going to say, maybe why don't we go zombies? Because nobody
all
would
right.
expect it.
That is, and you know,
zombies
they won't guess
word.
That. They won't guess
they
that.
Won't.
They'll guess Tristan or, you know, sexy hot or supersize or, oh, my God, where do I get me one of those? Which, by the way, is a very nice long password, but hard to, you know, get it in a tweet. So I think the zombies are great. They'll be like, what? And it'll just kick off all sorts of conversations for you later about why. Is the password zombie, and what is going on?
Yes,
and why did you go on that program?
Don't like zombies.
And why did you make
you
us
like
listen
zombies.
To that program? Renee Bernard is crazy. What were you doing? And you just tell them, for promo, you just do whatever you have to do, people. It's promo, okay? It's like Vegas.
Yeah.
You don't talk about it, and you, nobody talks about it, but it's promo.
There you go. There you go. You'll do whatever.
So you're letting them, 1, 2, 3. Wow.
Yeah.
It's
releasing
like a
all
super
three,
release.
Yes.
Are they
yes,
full length?
Is.
Are they novellas, or what are you doing?
No, they're full length. They're three
oh.
full length books. And it's one, there's, my story spans all three books, but you've got individual romances in each one. So it's a very complex plot overall, but a lot of action and a lot of romance and a lot of family drama.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that you were, wow. Because the rest, we get desperate. I write a book, I can't stand it. I'm releasing that puppy. I'm not going to sit on it for, you know, and finish a threefer, and then, you know, I just don't have that in me. It's like Christmas. I'm going to tell you what I got you for Christmas. I'm just that kind of person. I can't stand it. I'll be like, oh, I got something for you. It's really good.
Well,
you're really going to like, it's going to be great. And then the next thing you know, I've told you. That's how it works.
Yep.
But you had written three books and kept them to yourself until now.
Yes, and I've written them all this year, too. Ow. And actually, book three is with a beta reader right now. So we're cutting it down to the wire, but yes.
Woo-hoo!
Yes.
Well, that's
so,
how we do it. That's how we do it in Dire Agency. It's all about the thrill. It's all about, you know, the running clock with the red digital letters that go backwards. Numbers, Renee. Clocks run in numbers, sorry. But that's what I pictured in my mind, like the Y2K clock. Am I the only person that remembers that in the post office, that they had a giant red digital clock running backwards?
They did? I don't remember that.
Okay,
really?
Thank you. Thanks for failing to back me up. Yes, they did.
I guess I stayed away from post office.
It was horrible. If you weren't paranoid about Y2K, every time you went to go mail a package, you just had the subliminal message that a bomb was going to go off.
You're no kidding.
Was,
that's very depressing.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
So this is a happy clock. Happy clock right
there. All right. Maybe I need
or
to make a
if
plug.
If you don't buy Joni's books, all three of them, on December 16th, who knows what's going to happen, people? Who knows? I think
that's
you should
right.
err on the side of safety and buy these books, all three of them.
We could have a count. We could have a clock to count down to the release, and it'll be a happy clock instead of.
I don't know how you do that. Once the clock starts running down, and it's got to match the book. So I'm thinking it's got to be red, digital. Yeah. Strolling. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe we could put one of my covers in the background. That could make it happen.
You're getting all creative. You're getting all creative now. You're welcome. You're welcome for this wonderful little marketing idea that I've given you. And I am excited. And I'm not going to lie. I have a lot of friends that write books, and they have a lot of release dates. But honestly, I'm jazzed about all these books.
Well,
maybe
thank
it's
you.
Seal
I,
thing.
Have
I have a weakness for seals. I do love seals. So, all right. Literally, that was it. We've got 1 minute. I'm supposed to say goodnight to everybody, and thank you so much, Joni, for doing this. Everybody, JoniHahn.com. Not hard. Run over there and pre-order right now. And you're gonna have to come back when you do the Texas, when you do the next book, The Royal Pain. I forgot the title. Quick, what is it?
The Dire Agency.
The flirting one. The Texas flirting.
Oh, that one is Flirting for Dimwits.
There you go. Flirting for Dimwits. Thank you. As the dim-witted host completely blanked out, but it just looked cute, too. Do I have to come back when that comes out? And
I will.
Gosh, everybody, I hope your Christmas, everything, your holidays are just unfolding beautifully, and everybody's being safe out there. And thank you so much for a great year. And we're tracking Joni from here on out, everybody. I'm going to write her coattails all the way to the New York Times bestseller list. All right, everybody. Good night. And we'll see you next week for more canned laughter and coffee. Good night, everybody. Good night, Joni.
Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.